Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. On April 24th, Governor Newsom announced that the Employment Development Department, or EDD, and the Labor and Workforce Development Agency have awarded $10 million to be shared among 42 WDB areas. The WDB of Ventura County was awarded $450,000 from that fund to provide assistance to the underserved, underdislocated worker and layoff aversion services. Here to talk about the ways this new grant funding will benefit Ventura County job seekers and businesses who are significantly impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic are Nancy Ambrews, Workforce Operations Manager, County of Ventura for the America's Job Center of California, or AJCC. Along with Nancy is Mary Navarro Aldana, Field Office Manager, Employment Development Department, Workforce Services. Good morning. How are you, Nancy and Mary?
I'm doing great. Thank you. This is
Nancy. I'm doing fine. Thanks a lot.
It's good to have you aboard. So let's start, if we could, with Mary. Mary, there's a bit of jargon in the description about who will benefit from these funds. Let's start with job seekers who can qualify and what benefits might they receive.
Well, I'm going to pass that question on to Nancy because Nancy is actually the operations manager for that program. Nancy?
Yes, thank you, Mary. This is a great opportunity to help our dislocated workers. I mean, people who lost their jobs because of COVID. And it's a benefit for also individuals who are unable to find work because they're subject to a quarantine. They need care for children because of school closures, or they live with someone who's at high risk of becoming seriously ill from COVID. So this is a great benefit to help people who are really struggling right now during the time of job loss or reduction of hours. And they can qualify depending on their situation, and we'll evaluate that individually, up to a cap of $800 or $400. So we do have a process in place. But yes, it is designed to help as many folks as we can with some supportive services.
So let's look at how has the process of serving job seekers changed at the AJCC since COVID-19 hit the scene. How has that changed?
This is Mary. Well, it's changed quite a bit. Like everyone else, we've closed our doors to the public. That was a month ago now. Staff are teleworking, and so everything is done online and by phone. The website that we use, the VenturaCountyAJCC.org website, has everything that somebody could want, not only on how to get access to this particular program, how to get enrolled in the program, but everything else that has to do with finding employment, working with employers that have the need, a work-sharing program for clients that are still teleworking but maybe don't have as many hours as they used to. So everything that people need can now be done online. We also have an inbox for emails where they can send their questions. And then, of course, we're answering the phones that we do. And a lot of the answers to their questions are able to be taken care of via phone, or we will send them the information once they give us their email address. So there's good communication, even though the doors are not open right now.
So, Nancy, what services are available through this grant for businesses impacted by the pandemic?
You know, one of the things that is available for employers through this grant is an opportunity to help their workers who are struggling because they're not able to provide them with a full-time paycheck or even a paycheck at all. So the way it helps employers is that we're providing employers with a flyer, this information, and they're passing it on to their workers so that when things do open up, when businesses can resume some level of normalcy, whatever that may be, they have access to at least some additional help along the way. But it's really intended to help workers, not specifically targeted to employers. That being said, we still have, you know, a range of other services for employers, like employers who are struggling with downsizing. We still provide those type of services and layoff aversion services through our, you know, our partners. So this grant specifically is not for employers per se, but it's to help support their workforce.
And Nancy, who should job seekers and business owners contact to access these grant benefits? Should folks be encouraged to inquire quickly before funding runs out? Will funding run out fast?
You know, we encourage anyone who's interested in getting help by really going to our website. We have a very comprehensive site there that has COVID support services. And it's at our VenturaCountyAJCC.org. And if you select that, it'll give you step-by-step instructions. But the very a primary thing is all about preparation, making sure folks have a CalJobs account, that they complete a pre-application. They have their information and documents they need in order to, you know, to demonstrate that they are, in fact, impacted by the COVID. But we can always answer questions, too, and they can call us. And our number is right on the flyer or on our website. We you know, work very closely together with everyone. So anyone who is interested, please just prepare, go to our website, and follow the simple instructions. And staff will work with everyone as soon as possible. I mean, we are already getting a lot of calls. But, you know, preparation is the key. And, yes, if you are interested, please call us quickly.
It's interesting in this case, and I've got a couple of questions to finish up with both of you. What you talk about on the preparation is so important, but a lot of people who have never been through this, I've never collected unemployment, I've never gone for services in my life, it's so new to everybody, so the preparation is important. Plus, there is, it's strange to say, a level of, let's say, intimidation going on to these sites and not knowing, you know, how to be prepared for it. So I think that's so key. If we could just go over that one more time on the exact website for this and what kind of preparation people need to get the benefits as quickly as possible. Because this is probably the number one thing I hear from people is literally, I don't know what to do.
Let me be clear, this is not unemployment insurance, not that, you know, that is a whole different program with much more layered information, but if the website that we have is basically CalJobs, and mm-hmm. it does have a link that states COVID Supported Services Program, and we have it laid out right there, but it's really creating a CalJobs account. And one of the things we're trying to do and work as hard as possible is we have staff that will help people walk them through this process as well. But again, you know, some of it has to be, you know, someone taking time to fill out their own application online and having the documents prepared, and then we can walk them through it. You know, and the expectation of, well, I'm going to be able to get cash on hand, it doesn't work necessarily in that manner. What we do is we provide help with transportation or, let's say, your car insurance, but we pay the vendors directly. It isn't money that goes necessarily into your pocket. It goes directly to pay a bill to help you with some of those key items that folks are struggling to pay.
So, Mary and Nancy, to finish up here, how many job seekers and businesses do you hope to be able to serve with this $450,000 grant through the AJCC?
Well, I'll go ahead and answer this. We estimate that with this grant, we'll probably serve anywhere in the neighborhood of 800 to maybe 1,000 folks. But, you know, we also have other resources to assist employers and job seekers that are available through our regular programs, and that's job search assistance or enrollment into our other programs. But with this specific grant, we're hoping a minimum of maybe 600 to 800 people.
And so, if I can add, sure, that particular grant is a good way for clients to find out about the other services available, because that's just money for support services. But when they find out about everything else available through the AJCC, including other grants, for employers, our connection to the Economic Development Collaborative, EDCVC, questions that we're able to answer, yes, about unemployment insurance, but that comes out of the unemployment insurance staff. And then what Nancy was focusing on, helping individuals get through the process. We have trained the staff to be very, very empathetic to the situation right now. It is very scary. And to be able to have somebody spend the time to tell you, now you click here, find it there, this is what that means, and then you keep on going on to get everything filled out, that's a lot of help when you can't do it in person. So we're using all kinds of new technology, not just online, but video conferencing, whatever we can do to make this work.
The lack of face-to-face, I think, does intimidate some people, too. But this is a wonderful program. Folks, you must take care and make sure that you apply for everything that is available. Mary and Nancy, is there anything you would like to close with to motivate people, to let them know these funds are available and you could be eligible to get these funds? What would you like to say to the listeners?
Well, what I would like to say is, first of all, please stay safe. But if you want to learn more about our program, just visit us at our website or give us a quick call. We have our contact information right at the front page of our AJCC website, which is at VenturaCountyAJCC.org. Or please look at the brochure and the flyer by selecting the COVID supportive services. Staff are really interested in helping everyone. And Mary's so correct. We have trained our staff to listen and to help as much as possible. And we just ask everyone to at least, be a little patient with us sometimes. But we're here to help you.
Nancy Ambrose, Workforce Operations Manager, County of Ventura for the America's Job Center of California, or AJCC, along with Mary Navarro Aldana, Field Office Manager, Employment Development Department, Workforce Services. I think you hit it right on the head in the end there. Everybody has to be patient, be kind. We're all working together, and we're going to help you folks out, and it's going to work. So thank you so much for coming on the air this morning on KVTA and telling our listeners about this great program. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for the time.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And to learn more about new resources available through grant-funded supported services, call the AJCC at 805-204-5186 or go to VenturaCountyAJCC.org. If you are an employer interested in partnering with the Workforce Development Board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing and recruiting our future workforce, visit WorkforceVenturaCounty.org.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to WorkforceVenturaCounty.org.